Back here on today's Nightly Radio Sports Page, we're joined now by head coach of the Central College men's basketball team, Joe Steinkamp, following the return to the NCAA tournament for the Dutch for the first time since 2015-2016. Coach, I know ultimately the stay wasn't quite as long as you wanted, but overall, just another great season of Central College men's basketball that results in that return for the first time in 9 years to the tournament.
Yeah, it was a special season, special group of guys. We were really excited to play in the NCAA tournament, and I thought we played, you know, one of our best games of the year down in St. Louis against Wash U. The first half was really good, got off to a great start, and really scored throughout the game. I had good balance with Josh working really well, you know, down low, and our other guys really, you know, finding ways to get timely baskets. Just credit Wash U. They just had a really good they're just a really good team. I thought our defense was solid. We did a lot of the things that we wanted to do. We forced the tough shots that we wanted to force. And unfortunately, they had a lot of guys that made a lot of plays and a lot of tough jump shots. And we couldn't quite get it done. But super proud of our team. You know, thought we played good enough to win that game. And just bummed it's over.
And one thing I want to touch on, too, is, you know, it was probably about a little over a month ago to kind of hit a lull in the season, it felt like, where it was just like you were playing well, but the results weren't getting there. And then you had to go on that four-game winning streak to kind of get yourself back into this spot as well. What was kind of the difference over the last month or so, you felt like, where the guys were able to kind of get over that hump, get themselves back on track, and be able to make this nice little run that resulted in them getting to play in St. Louis?
Yeah, I think I think our leadership really showed during that losing streak. Our captains, Josh Van Gorp and Caleb Brand, they never wavered. They stayed positive. They stayed tough. They stayed together. They kept our group together. And you kind of said it. We lost some of those games, but we didn't play that bad in most of them. So we just needed to sustain our effort throughout 40 minutes. And I think the second half of the Luther game, the last game of the regular season, was really big for us. It gave us a little momentum going into the conference tournament. And then I thought, you know, the conference tournament, we just played great. You know, the Co game was the first one. They threw some different things at us defensively that really prepared us for, you know, not only that game, but the Dubuque game. They played a Dubuque-style defense. We almost got the perfect practice for Dubuque against Co. And then Nebraska Wesleyan, we just played a really good two-way game, timely shooting, and offense was really clicking. And then defensively, probably our best effort of the year in Lincoln there at the last game. So, our losing streak was tough, but I think it really built us and really led to the really good play down the stretch.
I would agree with that. And again, we're talking to head coach of the Central College men's basketball team, Joe Steinkamp. Another thing I want to touch on, too, is just the building block players that really made huge strides this year. I know we've talked about them many times throughout the game, but watching that game against Wash U, you've got an Owen Shipper who, you know, has got Wash U very worried from the perimeter. They're chasing him around like nobody's business. Carson Weedy with arguably the play of the night with the steal, come down, hit a three when you're trying to make the comeback there late in the game against Wash U. Brad Curran, Grant Euchre playing some huge minutes as well. How valuable is an experience like this for those guys as you're trying to build this program to making multiple runs in the coming years?
Yeah, I think it's really big. I think it's good for those young guys to get a taste of it, see what it takes. Just the NCAA tournament is a little bit different. The lead up to the game is different. It's just a different type of pressure and expectation. So really excited for those guys that they were able to experience that. And, we kind of been talking about this throughout the second half of the season. We love our leadership of our older guys. We're forever grateful for what they've done for our program, but we also think we have the best young core in the league. So we have a lot of great players coming back, and we just couldn't be more excited about where our program's at and where we're heading.
And now probably the toughest group to talk about when we talk about this, the seniors have been a great group of seniors, Will, Taylor, Josh, and Caleb. You kind of talked about a little bit earlier, but since taking over the head men's job, coming over from the women's squad and just working with those guys and being able to build this and build to this season that led to records being shattered, Josh becoming the all-time leading scorer, Caleb with single-season assist record, Taylor and Will making huge contributions off the bench at times this year and even getting some starts as well. What can you say about those four and what they've meant to you and to Central Men's Basketball and helping bring this program back to the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, those guys are awesome. They mean a lot to us. You know, Taylor and Will's journeys were a little bit different. They transferred into Central. It's just been great working with those two guys. And, you know, they're such a great culture fit, just great guys. You know, they maybe didn't play as many minutes as they would like to, but they both just excelled in their roles, and they just came at it with just such great attitudes, and they're just great people. And then obviously Caleb and Josh are our two captains. Just can't say enough about those two guys. You know, Josh, you know, kind of rewrote the history books here at Central with his scoring and his rebounding and his field goal percentage, and just a big part of our team and our culture. I think anytime when your best player is as unselfish as Josh, you have a chance to be really special as a team. And I think it all starts with him. With his unselfishness, and then Caleb Brand, he's kind of our vocal leader. You know, he kind of transitioned into that role. He's not naturally probably that type of person, but I'm not sure I've seen a better leader. You know, in my time of coaching, just how positive he was. You know, it can be hard for a fifth year guy, a senior, to integrate freshmen, you know, guys who are a lot younger than him, but he did it, you know, just so well. He's just so positive and uplifting. And then he had to change his game a little bit. You know, we kind of changed his role, and he goes from being one of the best, you know, scoring, slashing wings in the league to leading the league in assists. And I don't know how many people in our league could have done what he did. And he does that, and he guards the best guy every night. So we'll miss those guys a lot. We'll talk about them forever. And just really grateful for the leadership those guys provided. But I think they know, and we know, that they left the program, you know, better than when they got here. And we hope to be back to make these runs in the future.
Absolutely, Coach. Thank you. Appreciate the time. Appreciate the weekend. It was a blast getting to cover you guys this season. Looking forward to seeing the future success of the Dutch here.
Thanks, Tyler. Appreciate all you do.
Absolutely. That was head coach of the Central College men's basketball team, Joe Steinkamp, here on today's Lely Radio Sports page.